Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm the owner. Yes, sir. Talk to me.
Okay, is your home a single family home or detached, a town home, apartment, condominium, or manufactured mobile home?
Condo.
Condo, okay. All right, sir, and do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. All right, sir, can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
Here, it was built 1978.
1978, okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
To mine, yes. Inside, the two bathrooms so far.
Okay, like structural upgrade, like raise home or drainage upgrades, impact windows, or roofing upgrades?
Yeah, roofing outside the building, yes. The two roofs on
okay,
top.
Roofing. Okay, what? Okay, and then you said bathrooms, right?
Yes, sir.
Bathrooms. Okay. Okay, so in how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I've been here like 44 years.
44, all right. Okay, and have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3, Category 4, or a Category 5 hurricane?
Five.
A five? Okay.
Yes.
All right, sir. Can you tell me the name of the year the hurricane hit?
David. You remember David?
David.
David,
okay.
And Katrina. I think David or Katrina, both.
Okay, let me. Okay, David. Katrina. Okay, that's Katrina, 2005, okay?
Right.
And
David? And David was what? What year?
David, I only know that one for
80.
Okay, but we'll
like
put
87, 88 around there, no?
86, Dennis. No, I don't have that one, but I will put Katrina, okay?
Okay.
Katrina and, okay. All right, sir, and have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Not too vulnerable. Okay, and if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, you know, like board up home or buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call insurance company,
right? Well, it depends if it's extremely like 4 or 5. Because nowadays, it rains a couple of days and all this gets flooded. So now it depends on the weather and the hurricane. It depends on the forecast, what they say. If we have to evacuate or can stay, it all depends. Because if they say you evacuate, you don't go, they can arrest you.
Okay, so that would be one of the choices, right? If a hurricane threatens your home and
depends what they say. If we have to go, we have to go.
Okay, what about like buy supplies and equipment if a serious hurricane threatens your home?
Well, I'm safe here. I have a building in the front and I have another building in the back, so we're safe here. We passed a hurricane here. It was like 100 miles an hour winds, and we stayed here, and it was safe. We didn't get flooded or nothing like that.
Okay, so it'll depend, right?
Yeah, it depends on the weather and what they say and all that.
Okay, so it will depend on the weather. Yeah, it will depend. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Depend. Okay, all right. We'll put that in option. It's an option. Okay, and when you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane, when a hurricane watches issue, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and you could be secure within a few hours?
Yeah, we can be secure in a few hours, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, sir, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have, you know, all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Not at all certain.
Not at all certain, okay. All right, sir, and please select your top three sources of information. Would that be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Well, all depends. All depends where you want to get the news from.
Uh-huh. But which one would be your, you know, your main sources if you had to use any of those?
Maybe the news.
Would that be internet sources, like, you know, the, like,
Yes, internet sources.
What about radio?
Yeah, nowadays we don't hear radio that much. Only
TV?
If you're in your car.
What about TV?
Yeah.
Okay,
TV,
and,
yes,
you said you said newspapers, print media?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll use those. All right, sir, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being, you know, the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Good.
From 1 through 5?
5.
Okay, 5. All right, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of insurance, cost of child care, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, transportation costs, or property taxes, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
Nothing of above.
Which one?
None above. None.
None of the above. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, sir, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Repeat that again, please.
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Both.
Okay, both, right? Both evacuation, okay. All right, sir, and what is the letter designation for a flood zone? Would that be A, high flood risk, B, moderate, and C, low risk?
Low risk.
Low risk, okay. And what is the letter designation for evacuation zone? All hurricanes. A is all hurricanes. B is category 3 and above hurricanes. C is if advised by authorities. D, if advised by authorities. And E, if advised by authorities.
You said D, the last one?
D. The last one is E. Or D, if it's the same. C, D, and E are the same, if advised by authorities.
Last one.
Okay. All right, sir, now, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watches issue, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, in hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
Never.
Never, okay. All right, so if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state?
Wherever they have, like a school available,
as far,
or something like that?
Okay, to a local shelter, right? Because, I mean, they use that for a shelter. Okay. All right, sir. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Okay, two. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
The amount deductible?
Yes, your amount deductible in your home insurance policy.
Right now, I think it's $500.
$500? Okay. All right. Okay, sir, and how confident are you that you could come up with $500, you know, for unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say, I am certain I could come up with a full $500? I could probably come up with, you know, $500. I could probably not come up with $500. I am certain I could not come up with $500 or don't know.
It all depends. Depends on the situation.
Okay. Okay. Depends, right? Okay, sir. And how has your home insurance rate changed? You know, changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased significantly, or like over 10%? Decreased somewhat, 1 to 10%. Remained the same? Increased somewhat, 1 to 10%, or increased significantly over 10%?
Increased.
Increase 1 to 10 or more than over 10%?
10%.
Okay.
How
what
many
about
more questions in, we have? I have to go. Well, how many more questions we have?
We almost finished, sir. I only have a few more questions. Okay. Maybe a couple of minutes and we should be done.
Now I'm gonna. Two more questions to go. That's it. Two more questions. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. And what about 1 to 3 years? Has it decreased or increased?
Increased.
1 to 10 or over 10%?
10%.
Okay. What about 3 to 5 years? Has it increased or decreased or stayed the same?
The same.
Same. 5 to 10 years.
The same.
The same. Okay. Okay, sir, and as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider? Did you increase amount of deductible or decrease coverage or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
Deductible. Hey, buddy, that's it, man. Thank you. You have a good night.
All right.